Stand here. Welcome, Crossways Church, to our Sunday service, 12th of July. It is an honor to welcome you today as a family. We are missing all of you. We long to be together again, and we look forward to that day, whenever that day comes. There are a number of things that we need to cover in our welcome today, and we just wanted our boys to be part of the welcome. It's an important one. So first of all, just thank you to all those of you, you know exactly who you are, who have been blessing others with meals at this time. We've had people in our church who are recovering from surgery. We've had people who've had suspected COVID threats. And so we've had people in our church generously supplying meals, taking flowers, writing letters, popping in and loving each other. And that is exactly what the church is for. Is for being the hands and feet of Jesus at a time like this. So bless you guys. You all know who you are, and it's hugely appreciated. We have a number of birthdays today. We have the Wicks boys, the twins, Callum and Luke. Happy birthday for today. I'm sure there's going to be lots of celebrating and cake and fun. And so enjoy that with your family. And then we have Zach Hartwig today, turning 10, double digits. Happy birthday, Zach. We know that you are with your family today, having a wonderful time together, and so enjoy that. And then tomorrow we have Maggie Schmidt. Happy birthday, Maggie. We love you, big girl, and we know that you're going to have a very special day. Josh Sambay on Wednesday, happy birthday. You're such a blessing to your family and to your friends, and we want to pray God's rich blessings on you at a time like this. And then on Thursday, Matt Walker. Happy birthday, Matt. We love and appreciate you and our church family. And I know that Megs and Ruth will make sure you have a very special day. Friday is Judith. Judith, we wish we could sing all together. Sing happy birthday to you in your love language.
Maybe not quite in chorus.
Yeah. But happy birthday from all of us. And we are sure that you'll have a wonderful day. And then Saturday is Hannah Wicks. Happy birthday, Hannah, for Saturday. Sure your mom and dad have got their hands full this week with Callum, Luke, and you all having birthdays in 1 week. But hope you have a wonderful birthday week to the Wicks family. And this Thursday, we are having another food drop in the Imbuchani community. We are taking food to 25 families this week. And so if you are able to bake at home, some packets of biscuits, or pick some fruit from your gardens, don't slaughter chickens on our behalf. That's, anything is welcome. Blankets or warm clothes. We're doing a big drop on Thursday. And we are now doing a monthly food drop instead of a bi-weekly. And we're making it a bigger drop. So we have less contact at a time like this, which I think is essential, but we are still making a difference in the community and loving them and connecting with them and blessing them.
Thank you, Eddie. And guys, Eddie said that we've got an important announcement to make today, and most of you would have received a message yesterday from Pam in the church office, just basically saying that we're embarking on this journey of looking to appoint a full-time person to come and assist us on the leadership team. And yeah, it's really been a long-term journey for us, just asking the Lord how he wants us to lead the church. And it's been a great journey for our leadership team. But yeah, we really feel that it's a good time for us to get some additional capacity. Yeah, so we're really excited about this. And the person that we're looking to ask to join us is Neil Walford. Him and his wife, Charmaine, have lived in Australia the last year or so, and they've just come back to South Africa. They've got two children, a four-year-old boy and an 11-year-old girl. And we really believe that they would be just such a great fit for our community, and we believe the timing is good. Yeah, so they are considering the option of maybe joining us and another opportunity down in George. So it's really important that we all just pray together for God's will and his direction. Because that's really what we need as a church and what they need as a family as well. So let's really just pray this week. We'll be praying as a family and trust you guys will too, that really God's will unfolds in this matter. And yeah, I think if we can just ask you guys to all just really pray And if there are any prophetic words, or if you receive any word of encouragement or anything else from the Lord this week, why don't you just feed it through to us? We really are wanting to hear God together as we make a decision about the way forward. Cool. And then, yeah, just another important update, I guess a family update really, is most of you would have heard that Rob, his dad, landed up in hospital on Thursday morning. He had a pain in his heart on Wednesday night, so rushed to the hospital with Pam. And he's since had a stent put into his heart, which really does seem to have addressed the concern. So it's amazing that that happened when it did. And we're trusting Rob's recovering. We were hoping he would get home soon, but he's there for another few days. So why don't you just pray with us that he recovers? He's also missing having family around and not being able to communicate very well. So there's been a lot of anxiety, I think, for the family. We really care for him a lot, and we would love to be there, but we can't. So please, won't you pray for peace for us, and just God's will as he really works to restore Rob, that we really are hoping and trusting for. Yeah, so that's just an update from our side. And then just, guys, we're so happy just to have Scotty Hamilton again ministering to us. He's just such a blessing, as are so many others that sort of come around us as a church. And so a big thank you to Scotty for being willing to minister again. And he's going to continue to share about the Great Awakening. And this is a really challenging time for us as a country and a church, but also an exciting time as we trust God to do new things. And we know that God can work all things together for his good. So we're trusting in that. So let's really listen to Scotty together, hear what he has to say, and listen to God's heart as we hear together this morning. So God bless you, church. Enjoy the service together. And all a big love from all of us as the McFarland family.
Yeah.
God bless, guys.
Love you guys. Bye. Bye.